Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 10th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up,
I think the word would be flexible. You have to be flexible.
Markets react to 90-day pause on Trump tariffs and Dáil finally to get committees up and running. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says his U-turn on tariffs for America's trading partners was a couple of days in the making. A 90-day pause has been introduced, as has a flat 10% tax rate on everyone except China, who were the biggest losers from his announcement. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
It looks like the EU has escaped the worst of Donald Trump's wrath for now. The bloc faces a 10% tariff, half of what was originally announced, and way below the 125% hike that's been slapped on Chinese goods entering America. President Trump explained why he decided to roll back on his Liberation Day announcement.
People were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid.
Despite saying there would be no pause all week, President Trump says yesterday he changed his mind.
For a period of time, I wouldn't say this morning, over the last few days I've been thinking about it. I've been dealing with Scott, with Howard, and we wrote it up from our hearts, right? It was written from the heart.
He also hasn't ruled out further tariffs on the pharmaceutical sector here.
We don't make our drugs and our pharmaceuticals in this country. And that's because we let them leave. And now if they want to come back, we're going to put tariffs on the pharmaceutical companies and they're going to all want to come back.
Taoiseach Simon Harris says he had a valuable exchange with the U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick in Washington yesterday. The pharma sector was a big part of their discussions, with Trade Minister Harris saying he believes there's an openness on the part of the U.S. to engage in further talks.
Meanwhile, China's 84% retaliatory tariff on all US imported goods has now taken effect. Twitter News and Gardaí have seized 18 devices as part of a major international investigation into the distribution of child sex abuse images. 9 searches were carried out here and arrests are expected in due course. Tara Duggan has more.
Gardaí say the 9 searches were carried out across the country yesterday, coordinated by the Online Child Exploitation Unit. They haven't specified if those locations were residential addresses or not, but 18 devices have been seized. The investigation is being led by Polish police and Europol's Cybercrime Task Force. Operation Fever has so far led to the arrests of 166 people across Europe. They were identified as having produced films or images of child sex abuse, possessed the material, run paedophile forums online, and in many cases they were suspected of having physically harmed children. Gardaí will now examine the devices they've seized and say a number of arrests will be made in due course.
The chairs of the new Oireachtas committees will be named today. The committees, which are vital for the drafting of new laws, have been delayed for months because of the row over Dáil speaking rights. Although the new chairs will be allocated today, it could still be a while before the 28 committees are fully functioning. 42% of teachers say they expect to leave the classroom permanently because of burnout. A study carried out by DCU found poor mental health was becoming a significant issue for teachers, while 86% said they were suffering moderate to high levels of burnout. DCU CREATE co-director Dr. Sabrina Fitzsimons says if the issue isn't addressed, learning outcomes for children will be impacted.
Nearly half of the teachers we surveyed indicated they would not remain in the profession long term. So the consequence of that is that it will lead to a shortage of teachers and seriously impact children's learning at primary and post-primary level. The significant thing for us as educators is that this will have a serious impact on children's learning in schools.
The planning sector says it can't be the scapegoat for every problem in the housing market. The Irish Planning Institute is holding its annual conference today and is calling on the sector to stand up to unfair criticism it receives. It says this week's revised national planning framework is welcome, but it will still take a considerable amount of time to implement. The president of the Irish Planning Institute, Gavin Lawler, says they can't bear all the blame for the housing crisis.
The housing industry will have you believe that they can build a house in 18 weeks. And they will say that the planning is the problem. But planning does take time. There's no question it does. But it's not exclusively the domain of planning now. If it were that simple, we'd have fixed it already.
Today looks to be the hottest day of the year so far in some parts of the country, with temperatures warmer than Ibiza. Highs of 21 degrees can be expected as the warm spell continues, with the west set for a scorcher in the spring sunshine. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather is advising sun worshippers to make the most of the coming days as change is on the way.
The weekend will slowly start to see a change. Cloud will increase and temperatures will start to ease off and drop back towards normal by Sunday evening into early next week, with some showery weather returning. So make the most of those blue skies.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy sets off on his latest campaign to claim a first ever win at the Masters this evening. The world number two tees off just after 6:10 Irish time. Shane Lowry will be out on course just after McIlroy at around 6:25, and Scottie Scheffler begins his title defence at 3:15. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.